So I spent about a little over 3 years back there and got my degree, a bachelor in architectural engineering.
Mm-hmm. And so you've been an architect all your life?
Well, so far. Yeah.
What kind of an architect are you?
Most of the things that I have done, well, first of all, I was with the Chevron Oil Company. It used to be called Standard Oil Company of Texas early in my career. And most of the facilities were petroleum-oriented, service stations, bulk plants, pipelines, and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. When I left them, I had quite a bit of background in designing truck stops. And so that's what I did until I retired. Couldn't fight the lawyers anymore, so I hung it up.
Yeah. What kinds of organizations do you belong to, or did you belong to?
Well, the Texas Society of Professional Engineers was the mainstay of the profession, so I belonged to that. And there were certain church groups. I enjoyed singing in the choir. I sang in the cathedral choir for many, many years until this cough started. So at the present time, I spent a great deal of time doing charity work through a society called St. Vincent de Paul. This is a worldwide organization. You may or may not have heard from them.
No, I haven't.
It revolves around the Catholic Church. They're the ones that started this, and it was started in France, actually. Mm-hmm. There was a fellow by the name of Frederick Ozanam, and he took St. Vincent de Paul, who was a patron of the poor and the sick in France. And that is extended to a worldwide organization. Mm-hmm. And there's a big need, and the nice part is that we get the money from our parishioners, and we spend it as we see fit, normally within the parish or within the organization, within the city.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
And there's no overhead, no cost. Mm-hmm. Every dollar that's given is used without any overhead on it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So that takes a lot of time.
Yeah, I bet. Let's see. What's your, when were you born?
1924.
Mm-hmm. And now in the Catholic Church, I'm not real familiar with how the services proceed, but the priest, does he give a sort of a talk, a lesson that he makes up on his own to?
Usually the Mass starts with a few prayers. And then there's a reading from the Old Testament and from the New Testament. And it's in a sequence which builds one upon the other. Mm-hmm. And normally the priest will take the combination of those two and come up with a message how we should live our lives based more or less on that.
What do you call that?
The homily.
The homily, okay.
A sermon.
Okay, it's the same as a sermon?
Same thing as a sermon. It's referred to as a homily. Mm-hmm. And don't ask me why. I don't know.
Okay. Now, your mother, what names did you have for her? What name did you call your mother?
Mother, as far as I know.
How about your father? Do you remember?
Well, as I told you, he died when I was quite young.
Yeah.
So I really, I can't give you an answer there.
Okay.
My recall when I was 7 years old is very poor.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What about your grandparents? Did you know your grandparents?
Yes, I did. They were both alive on both sides. Unfortunately, the paternal grandparents lived in Chicago, and the maternal grandparents lived in, they had moved to Toledo, Ohio then. The family came from a very small town in central Ohio called Tiffin.
And,